takeaway from the weekend, how the intensity ramped up there?
I thought it was good. 2 days were very productive. Just like you said, you know, when we went 2 minute there, we did about, I think, three or four different situations, and that was good. You know, you could see these guys are professional football players, so when any time you ratchet it up to a game-winning situation, both sides of the ball come out there and compete. And Atlanta was a great team to work with. Coach Smith was fantastic both days, and we got a lot out of it.
After the preseason loss, is this kind of what you guys needed to move this thing forward?
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, I believe we're a better team than we were 3 days ago, and, you know, obviously we want to go out there on Saturday and play well. But, again, it's also the second preseason game, and I think that having these two practice sessions against Atlanta really helped our team.
I know you hate talking about it, but we love it. DeAndre Hopkins with Josh Wilson down there. What did you say to him after the little off the game?
I just, you know, that was like, what was that? You know what I mean? I think there was a little bit of a headbutt and a couple love taps, and that was about it. So, no big deal.
I want to ask you about a player, Anthony McClung. I mean, it just seems like over this last week he continues to flash, and then there at the end of those two-minute drills, I mean, he just seems to put it together.
Right. He had a little bit of a setback, I think, a week or so ago, you know, and then he came back healthy, and he's got quickness. You know, he's not very big, but seems to be an instinctive player, and he works hard when he's out there and just kind of grinds it out. He puts his head down and goes to work, and that's good to see.
Anything going on with Dwayne Brown? He's just a – off day for him?
Yeah, we just gave him the day off today. You know, he's been out there, and we'll do that from now, for every now and then with guys like him. You know, we'll give him the day off here and there.
Well, you said today you might have a better feel about Arian or Andre or Cushing playing on Saturday. Do you have that?
I think those guys are closer, James. I still don't know whether they're play or not, but I do believe they're closer to being full time.
Will Case get any first team reps in the game on Saturday?
No.
Which was, I guess, going against another team, not having to wait a whole week to go against another team for Ryan Fitzpatrick to get out there and run his offense, because obviously you want a short memory, but the sooner you can go against somebody else to test yourself again, the better.
Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, you know, to be able to get out there right away and go against another defense and not our defense like we've been doing for 15 practices. Now we go, you know, practice 16 and, or 15 and 16 against another team. That's a good thing for everybody. So I thought he came out and thought he had two good days.
Is there anything you learned from these 2 days that maybe you want to talk with everybody in Denver about, the way you want things to go differently next week, or have some idea about things you want to add?
It's more of a home team type of deal, James. So, you know, whoever's home field it is kind of controls the practice, so to speak. And, you know, so like here I ran the situations. Then obviously when we go to Denver, you know, that's Coach Fox's deal there. And we've traded emails and phone calls with their staff, and it's pretty well organized. We'll get there and clean up some of the rough edges. But I know that they're going to be a really good team to work with. They got a great coaching staff and obviously a great football team. So it'll be good to go against them.
Is a part of you that's looking forward to the climate change for next week?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's going to be good to get to another place and be in a hotel and have kind of a road game mentality and, you know, kind of going away for the last kind of stretch of camp there is a good thing for the football team. And whether it's whatever the climate is, I don't think that really matters. It's more about being together as a team and continuing to work on the things we need to work on.
Are there challenges that go along with practicing with the team in the week and then playing them on Saturday as far as –
No, not really, Dave. You know, it's preseason. We're just going to keep doing basically where we are with our installation, which is basically our installation's over, and now we want to work on some things in the game, maybe some things that we worked on in practice, maybe some things we worked on in a walkthrough. But, you know, again, it's not like you're practicing versus a team and then playing them in the regular season, you know, during the week. So, you know, again, we'll just do what we have to do on Saturday to improve as a team. Well, I believe it's wide open. You know, I see it as wide open. I think both guys have kicked well at times, and both guys probably wish they had a few kicks back, but both guys have competed. It's helped both guys. You know, I think Shane's done a good job of mentoring those two guys, and I know that Liggy's done a good job of coaching them. So it's a wide open deal there.
How was
Stephanie has had a question here for a while.
How's
It's like my dinner table again.
In terms of logistics, how will you be handling challenges during the season?
Give me an example.
Well, I guess different teams handle the way that they hear the challenges and whether to throw the flag.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't understand what you're saying. Yeah, you know, again, there are certain things that can be challenged and certain things that can't be challenged. Number one is the officials in this league do a great job of telling you when you ask, hey, can I challenge that? You know, that's number one. Number two is we have someone upstairs, Jimmy Bernhardt, that helps me with those types of things too. So it's communication with him and then obviously with the officials on whether you can challenge the play or not. So that's, you know, that's how we'll handle it going forward.
So when you're looking at the quarterbacks, whether it's a missed pass or anything, I mean, do you have to let that stuff go because you're looking at the play and their command in the pocket and execution? I mean, how do you kind of balance that out?
Yeah, again, these guys can't be hit. You know, the quarterbacks for both teams, you know, we weren't going to hit them. Both teams knew that. So some of the rushes that came free, those guys did a great job of peeling off so that we could keep the play alive. Now, you know, when the pocket's clean and those guys throw the ball, we have to evaluate that. Clean pocket, how accurate was the pass? Did it go to the right guy? Did he make the right read? When the pocket's not clean, then you take into account that was the case and how that affected the throw. So we're very conscious of whether it's a clean throw or something where a guy came free and he had to sidestep it. That's part of the evaluation, too.
In the last game, you're alive, some no-huddle run, some hurry-up kind of run. I know that you've talked about
We didn't run any no huddle in the last game other than a 2-minute drill. And I would say that'll be the same for the rest of the preseason. We've worked on it a lot in practice. Mike Smith was good enough. He said, you know, let's do this. You know, he was the one who kind of brought it up to me back in the spring when we were talking about, hey, can we get some no huddle going? And, you know, I was all for that because that's a part of what we do. So we worked on it today, which was good. We had 2-minute. We had no huddle in the regular part of the game. And so I think we're getting good work at it, you know, this training camp.
Yeah, Bill, in terms of last year, the Falcons were Super Bowl contenders.
I'll take one from you, too, and Tanya, too.
You guys are Super Bowl contenders, and it's – how do you kind of balance the win now versus understanding it is a long-term thing for you guys?
Yeah, I don't know anything about contending for that or contend. You know, what we need to do as a football team is make sure that we go out there every day with the intention of getting better as a team, getting better situationally, getting better individually, getting better as a unit, fixing mistakes that we've been making. We don't talk about things like that. We focus on the things that we can control every single day to be at our best when September 7th rolls around, and that's the way we look at it. Well, I think it's different for each individual that you coach at that position. You know, I can give you many, many examples of guys all the way back to where I was in college. You know, George Gotsi, our quarterback coach, you know, I think as a staff at Georgia Tech, we knew he was ready in his junior year when he came back in fantastic shape and won the conditioning test and was ready to go right from the start. Had no didn't have to review anything from spring practice. He was going. And then you can go to Matt McGloin, who you could tell right away when I got to Penn State that Matt McGloin was ready to take over and he was working at it and be the starter. And then there was, you know, Hackenberg last year, who in a 2-minute drill in preseason camp, I knew he was ready to be the quarterback. And so I think it's different for every guy. I think, you know, obviously game situations in the NFL help. A guy goes out there in a preseason, how does he do in a game situation? You know, and you have to take into account what the situation of the game was, who was in the game with him, you know, how did injuries occur, who was surrounding him, things like that. So, you know, there's different ways to evaluate for that for each guy that you coach. And no two guys are the same when it comes to figuring out who's ready and when they're ready.